God is a God of love, and he does not teach through fear or use fear in any way. Hello, my name is David Nelms, and I've written many articles that provide spiritual insight, and I'm happy to share them all with you. Before we begin, please take a moment to clear your thoughts and ask the Holy Spirit to help you see things more clearly. Today's topic is accepting God's greatest gift. We begin. Dependent upon the season or special occasion, we will often buy or create gifts to give to those individuals in this world that are important to us. Dependent upon who a person is and how close we are to them, our gifts often vary from all that we have to a polite smile. This forced moment of having to give that is manifest by holidays and special occasions is a great reminder of how we should be every moment of every day, but often comes at the price of creating a sense of bondage, entrapment, and loss, since our hearts are not generally capable of giving equally and unconditionally to all, or even wanting to give or receive at all. In God's eyes, all things that he has given us are equal. There is no single special person. There is no single special place. There is no single special item. We might see things this way, but God is spirit, and his thinking is not contaminated by the way our eyes see. The moment you make something special, you have put another God before God. This item, person, place, or thing you consider special put your mind in a place where you are not thinking like God, and therefore it's harder for you to hear him and be the best you can be. There is not a single one of us that doesn't have somebody or something special in our lives. Actually, most of our lives are filled with special people, going special places, doing special things. This was, is, and continues to be how religion and society teaches us to live, and we do it very well. God, on the other hand, sees no single thing or person as special. He isn't that limited. He isn't that confined and narrow-minded. To him, everyone and everything is equally special on a level so high we cannot even begin to grasp the wonderfulness of how he really sees us. There is a bright light beyond all light we can imagine, deep within the center of all of us. This light is the essence of who we really are. This light is really the only thing that God sees, because it's the only thing in this world that is eternal, and nothing that is not eternal really exists. When you make a single thing special, all you are really doing is open a door for frustration, anger, jealousy, hate, and murder. Our narrow perspective of specialness usually puts us in a position where we are much worse off after having lost the special person, place, or thing. So then, if making something special often leads us down a road of disappointment eventually, why have we always done this? In our own distorted and lopsided way, we are trying to do what we believe is the best thing. We know things should be cared for and loved, but most of us can't capture enough of that energy to apply it to many things. So we select a few things, and we practice being God or being treated as God. As weird as this might sound, it's not as bad of a thing as you might suspect. It is exceedingly better for us to try to see the wonderfulness of specialness in a few things as compared to not seeing anything worth loving at all. Our attempts to make things special are really just practice periods working towards accepting that all things have value. We often abuse or misapply our specialness on people, places, and things, but God understands that this is part of the step we must take to get back to him. If we never practice loving, even in a narrow way, how can we ever hope to do it at all? God works with us and does not condemn us for our narrow and often self-centered perspectives. He uses every moment of all our lives to help us see differently, and to see all things more equally, to see things as all being special, valuable, wonderful. and loving. Accepting God's greatest gift is to accept the Son of God. The Son of God, although wonderfully personified through Jesus, is not just composed of Jesus. We are all part of the Son of God, and we are all special. We are all no more or no less special than Jesus. God's love and admiration is equal. Jesus taught us this when he explained that God's love wasn't restricted to the Jews, as it had been thought for centuries, but that his love is equal for all, and Jesus was not an exception to the truth, but a deliverer of this truth. Jesus didn't set himself above any man. We did that for him. We decided he was special, and in doing so, we decided we were not as good as him, and that is not what he taught us. Jesus taught that we are all wonderful, blessed, and special to God. Anything that Jesus said of himself, you too can say, because you are also the Son of God. You can say, the Father and I are one, because you are part of God and you cannot exist without him. You can say, I am the way, the truth, and the light, because we all have this light, we all have the capacity to teach and help open the hearts and minds of the world around us. Accept that you are the light, and you will have accepted God's greatest gift. Accept that we are all equal in God's eyes, and you will have accepted God's greatest gift. Accept total forgiveness for yourself and for all those around you, and you will have accepted God's greatest gift. God's greatest gift is that he created us as one with him. We are not separate, but all joined as one. Not one of us is special, because we are all equally special and loved and adored and blessed. We are also all equally missed by God, and that we are not in full communication with him anymore, so he is looking forward to the moment when we all return again, and then we will know without question that we are one with him, and we will remember all the love that is equally shared, and we will see nothing as being lesser or greater than ourselves. The greatest gift is that we are one. Have a wonderful Christmas season. If you give, give from the heart. Give unconditionally. Unconditional means without conditions. That means it doesn't matter what somebody got you. That means it doesn't matter if the person thanks you or appreciates the gift. That means it doesn't matter what the person does with what you gave them. This is how God gives, unconditionally. If you think you have nothing to give, give the only thing that really matters, and the only thing that God can see anyway, your love and your forgiveness. Nothing else matters. Nothing else is real. All my blessings. This article has concluded. To access more articles, please visit the Being Willing website at www.beingwilling.com. That's BeingWilling.com, beingwilling.com. Thank you for allowing me to share this time with you, and have a great day.